Reassurance that the carbon marketplace is not just a fad. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Jumping into the carbon marketplace can be an expensive and time-consuming enterprise, so you can't blame farmers for being reluctant. During a recent presentation put on by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, Bayer's lead for their North American carbon business, Alyssa Cho, assured farmers that carbon programs are here to stay.
This is not just a fad or a short-term thing. These are commitments that companies have made and that they're going to keep. Especially right now, we've seen a pretty strong signaling of commitment to this. And I think that's important for farmers to understand that this money isn't just going to disappear and that these programs and the interest in understanding the sequestration potential and other co-benefits on your farm are not something that is going to disappear. It's something that I would encourage everybody to learn more about, better understand what the opportunities are and how you can be prepared to participate in it if and when you're ready.
Cho also says farmers need not worry that they'd be forced into doing something they normally would not do.
Practices and inputs are not one size fits all for any operation. Every farmer is going to have their own set of practices that work for them, both from their value system as well as for the economics for their bottom line.
Livestock producers can also take part in carbon programs, and we'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.